Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Russia, Russia, Russia. That's all we ever seem to hear out of the mouths of the Democrats these days. And quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting sick of it. Now, I'm not going to sit here on this show and defend Russia. Certainly, we know that Russia are bad actors. Certainly, we know that Vladimir Putin's a madman. Certainly, we know of all the horrible things that he has done over the course of his rule. But I will tell you this. He is not the blame for every single thing that has ever happened. And according to the Democrats, he is, and so is Russia. So now the latest thing is this. The latest thing is now that Joe Biden's corrupt dealings are finally being brought to the surface, and we are finally hearing James Biden, we are finally going to hear from Hunter Biden. It's very, very obvious that the cat is out of the bag. So now in order to get ahead of all this, ladies and gentlemen, here's what they do. One of the FBI whistleblowers who said he had heard that there were tapes or verification that Biden had taken millions of dollars in bribes from the Ukraine was arrested for lying. And apparently was forced to admit that his source was a Russian source of some kind. Well, number one, doesn't make it untrue. Number two, the hubris, the actual hubris of the left to say, oh, well, that was Russian propaganda, when every single sentence that was in the Steele dossier was Russian propaganda, and it's still being pitched to this day as the truth, is almost unbelievable. The left are corrupt, and they're blatantly corrupt, and they're corrupt directly in your face, and they do not care. They'll wave it right in your face. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, we framed Trump. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, we're going to cover for Joe Biden. What are you going to do about it? Their current philosophy, folks. They will literally just break the law, blatantly violate your civil rights, blatantly violate the Constitution of the United States, blame everything on Russia, and say, hey, what are you going to do about it? So now we're expected to believe that because one of the FBI whistleblowers could have potentially gotten their information from a discreditable source, that everyone else is also lying. Tony Bobulinski is lying when he said, I was Hunter Biden's business partner. We all knew who the big guy was. We were told never to mention his name. But we all knew who he was. No, he didn't call up and say, oh, how's the plan going to embezzle all kinds of money for me, gang? Of course he didn't do that. The idea was that Hunter Biden would go into these meetings and the people that they were going to be associated with said, prove you can give us access to your father. Prove it. Call him. He would simply call him and say, hey, Dad, how's everything going? Fine. How's everything going with you? I'm having a business meeting with some people, Dad. Well, how's the weather there, guys? Yeah, you know. Hope your business meeting goes well. You know, when my son calls me, I always call him back, or I'm never too busy to take my son's phone calls. Hope you guys have a pleasant dinner or a pleasant lunch. That's all he needed to do, folks. Because then the people sitting there at that business meeting say, well, I guess he can do it. He said he could do it, and he did it. He's not going to implicate himself, obviously. Obviously, he's not that dumb. But we're supposed to believe that Bob Alinsky, he's just more Russian propaganda. Just like Hunter Biden's laptop, Russian propaganda. Everything that happens that falls against the Democrats is Russian propaganda. But we've learned this much about the Democrats. When they accuse you of something, it's the very thing that they're doing. Well, if Trump wins, it's the end of democracy. No, if Trump doesn't win, it's the end of democracy. You're trying to kill democracy right now. As we're seeing in various hearings here that you've indicted Trump over, you're attempting to make sure he cannot run for the presidency of the United States. And the reason you're attempting to do that isn't because you think he has no chance of winning. It's because you know damn well he's going to win. And you don't want him to win. And you say, well, we can't count on the stupid people. The stupid people might vote for him. So we have to stop him. That's not your job. That's not your job. Anything that goes against them is Russian propaganda. Hunter Biden's laptop's not real. This FBI agent was fooled by Russian propaganda. Rudy Giuliani was fooled by Russian propaganda. Everything's Russia, Russia, Russia. The problem with that is we know that Russia tried to help get Hillary Clinton elected. Problem. And there's no winning the situation, because when Vladimir Putin gets on actual television and says, I hope Joe Biden wins, they say, oh, of course he's going to say that. He's just using reverse psychology. But if you said he hoped Trump wins, then he would be an honest man. See, so there's no winning. You can't win with the Democrats, because either way they're going to take it the way they want to take it, and they will tell you flat to your face, you're an idiot if you take it any other way. Well, James Biden's hearing was behind closed doors, and we don't know every single thing he had to say, but I'll tell you this. We know a few things he had to say. And one of the things he had to say was, my brother never had any interest in any of my business dealings whatsoever. Never, ever, ever, ever. We're way too ethical for that. So then when he was asked, well, what is it exactly that you were paid by a Chinese firm to do when they were associated with communist China? I was an advisor. Okay. And what did you advise them on? Well, as it turns out, nothing really. Oh, so they paid you for nothing. Because that's what they do. I can't tell you the amount of times my phone has rang. It was a Chinese company saying, Marcus, would you like to advise us and we'll pay you millions of dollars? And I say, advise you on what? And they're like, I don't know, in case we need any advice. Geez, I've turned down a million of those. I mean, come on, folks. What did James Biden have to offer that a Chinese company would ask him to be some sort of an advisor? What did he have to offer? What did Hunter Biden have to offer Burisma when he didn't even speak the language and had zero experience in any form of their business? What did he have to offer them? That's the million-dollar question. You don't have to ask anything else. That's all you have to ask. What did they have to offer? The answer is nothing. Then if you dig a little deeper, you'll find the real answer is they had to offer access to Joe Biden. And that's exactly what they did. You know, it's very interesting. All you have to do to end this whole entire mess is to show us one time when you did something in an advisory capacity for that company that earned your paycheck. The answer is, you won't find any. Show us one time that Hunter Biden did any actual work for Burisma. You won't find any. Then ask the second follow-up question. If Joe Biden is not the big guy, please tell us who is. But you can't, because we have Hunter Biden on a telephone call to a Chinese dignitary literally saying, if you don't come through with the money, that you promised, I'm sitting right here with my father. If you don't come through with the money that you're supposed to give us, bad things are going to happen. I will hold a grudge for the rest of my life, and you know what my dad can do. And we're sitting right here. He's sitting right here next to me. Now, the left will say, well, you can't prove that he was sitting right there next to him. It doesn't matter whether he's sitting right there next to him or not. Let's just say he was lying. Let's just give you the best case scenario, and Joe was a million miles away. What empowered Hunter to say, you know what my father can do? If somebody threatened me with that, my next retort would be, what do you mean your father? He knows nothing about this. You mean to tell me you let your father in on this business deal? I thought this was supposed to be between us. Why would you threaten me with your father when your father has nothing to do with this? Wouldn't that be the next thing you said? Of course it would. And you know why they didn't say it? Because they knew he was in on it. It doesn't take a genius. You don't need to be Sherlock freaking Holmes to figure this out. That company in a heartbeat would have said, what do you mean you're dead? What's your dad got to do with this? Now you're going to threaten us with your dad because your dad's vice president? Oh, but they didn't do that, did they? They said, oh, okay. Well, that's all the proof you need that they knew he was involved. That's all the proof you need. But if you need more proof, why don't you dig into Joe Biden's finances? And ask the million-dollar question, how in the hell did you afford the DuPont estate on a senator's salary? Could you please explain that to me? You know, the DuPont estate that they'll value 10 times higher than Mar-a-Lago. How'd you afford that, Joe? They don't care to ask those questions. Care to indict Donald Trump to stop him from possibly becoming the president of the United States. Now the corruption gets even deeper because they say, oh, well, you know, Donald Trump had classified documents and he could have shared them with his Russian assets. You know, Donald Trump threatening to maybe show them to Russia. What are you talking about? Donald Trump, any documents he had the right to possess. Because as the president of the United States, you can declassify them at will. Joe Biden was never the president of the United States. The classified documents that Joe Biden had, he took when he was a senator, which is illegal, or as a vice president, which is illegal. He had no right to possess one single document because he cannot declassify them. Was his home raided? No, his home wasn't raided. And what did the special counsel have to say? Well, yeah, he broke the law, but in talking with him, he comes across as a well-meaning, doddering, senile old man, and the jury's really not going to be able to make any heads or tails of what he's saying any more than we can. And I don't think they'll really convict him. They'll just feel sorry for him. So there's really no point of us trying to prosecute this. Oh, there's no point in enforcing the law, is what you're saying. Because this is Joe Biden, there's no reason to enforce the law. But if it was a 95-year-old person who embezzled money from some company somewhere, they're going to jail. Right? What does the fact that he's senile or old have to do with the fact he broke the law? How about nothing? But you raided Mar-a-Lago. Oh, well, that's because Joe Biden cooperated and he said he'd turn over all those documents and Donald Trump refused to turn over those documents. Incorrect. Donald Trump said, I have a right to these documents, and if you do not think I do, I need you to prove that before I hand them over. And now we may know why. Because now we know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that Donald Trump in 2016 had his campaign and the people involved in it illegally surveilled and spied upon by the FBI and the CIA. Remember when Donald Trump said that and everyone laughed at him? Everyone said, oh, are you kidding? Talk about paranoid. That never happened. Oh, yeah, the CIA and FBI, they followed all the Trump people around. Well, it turns out to be 100% true. And guess who broke the story? Three news reporters who are admitted Democrats. So now what? It's very possible that they raided Mar-a-Lago looking for a piece of paper that might have had the evidence that the CIA was involved in this. Get that paper before Donald Trump makes it public. Get that paper, because the truth of the matter is they broke the law. They violated the Constitution of the United States of America. You know, the one that they're sworn to uphold. And they did it because they didn't want him to be the president, and they did want Hillary Clinton to be the president, and that is called election interference. So it doesn't matter whether Russia does it or China does it. If you're doing it, it's also illegal. And you did it. And you damn sure know you did it. And now you're trying to cover your tracks. Let me ask you a question. Where is it safer? In an actual safe, in a private room in Mar-a-Lago, guarded by Secret Service agents, in a shoebox, in a garage, near his Corvette, in a house that he rented to Hunter and was seldom even there, and that Hunter held cocaine parties at, where a whole bunch of ne'er-do-wells showed up and could just sift through whatever they wanted to sift through. Which do you think is safer? Oh, but it's only Trump they're going to prosecute on that. You know, they had to raid that shack of a house he has in Mar-a-Lago. It's only just a little shack. It's not worth anything. You know, I know the house next door, that's one-tenth of its size, is valued at $172 million. But we have decided Trump's is only worth $18. You know, that place. Let's talk about that for a minute. Because Donald Trump has been ordered to pay almost $450 million, almost half a billion dollars, in an attempt to financially bankrupt him so he cannot run for president. So let's talk about the victims here. According to this judge, who is two steps off of being in a Jerry Lewis movie, according to this judge, you defrauded the banks and took out loans based on you over-evaluating your property. We estimate that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. Are you on drugs? But even if it's true, the banks, this is how it works, folks. I go to the bank. I say my house is worth, I don't know, $650,000. I want to take a loan out on it. They send an assessor. They assess the house and say, I don't know, we're looking at 500 tops. Maybe 575. We go back and forth, and they say, look, we'll loan you $450,000. Okay, I'll take it. And then I pay back every dime of the money with interest, and they say, this was a very good transaction. We're looking forward to doing business with you again. And then a judge shows up and says, I think his house is worth $198. And you owe $4,000 more, or $40,000, or $400,000 more for defrauding the bank. Where's the victim? The bank got their money back with interest. They made money. The bank made so much money that they said, we were actively trying to get him to take another loan out. Explain to me where the victim is. And explain to me why this law in the history of New York has never one time ever, ever, ever been implemented. Never one time has a judge taken it upon himself to reevaluate the property that a bank evaluated and gave a loan on and got all their money back, plus interest. Never one time has it ever happened. Not once. Only this time. Only just this time. And you tell me they're not waving corruption right in your face? I mean, of course they are. What more could you possibly need to see before you realize what's happening? We then go down to Georgia, where Donald Trump's own attorneys and people who are looking after his campaign in 2020 said, we are missing hundreds of thousands of votes. And they are from districts that are very strong Trump districts. If those votes are found, you'd easily win Georgia. And Donald Trump says, well, how many do we need? Well, you only need like 60,000 or 80,000. Well, then go find them. If you say they're there and they're for me, go find them. They've turned that into Donald Trump saying, go manufacture 80,000 votes so I can illegally win Georgia. Does that sound like the same thing to you? I mean, what universe are we living in? The man was told there's hundreds of thousands of votes in your favor that's missing. He said, well, we only need 80,000. Go find them. That's a reasonable thing to say. Right away, Fannie Willis says, oh, no, that's not the right thing. He's terrible, and he tried to rig an election. Well, you know, we assume, all of us who never saw Fannie Willis, I'm not going to call her phony because this is ridiculous. I know it's spelled with an N, but it's pronounced with a W. F-U. So Fannie Willis, I assume she was a judge. She's a DA. I assume she's a bright woman. I assume she's going to get on the stand and say, here is why. Let me explain to you in detail why I did not violate any laws in my relationship with Nathan Wade. And here is why I am being falsely accused. And here is why I feel as though I am still qualified to do this. That's what I figured I was going to hear from her. You know what I heard from her? When I want to drop a G on somebody, I'll drop a G, my friends and me. That's the way we roll. Are you kidding? I thought I was watching Love and Hip Hop on MTV. I don't know who the hell this woman is. But she doesn't have the brains of an ice cube. Nor does she have the demeanor of someone who is supposed to be a representative of the state of Georgia. If I ran into this woman in a bar, I'd say she was low class. And here she is on the stand. You're a liar, and you're a liar, and you don't understand this, and I don't have to answer this. You know, the woman who says nobody's above the law, except she thinks she's above the law. I pay everything with cash. Okay, well, if you're so stupid that you don't understand that if you have just a business relationship with your special prosecutor and you're going to Bermuda with him, and he's paying on his credit card so you can reimburse him, that the appearance of impropriety would make you say, let me cut a check for my half, so I have proof I paid you back. So you're going to tell me that this woman who was a judge, this woman who is now a DA, you're going to tell me she doesn't have the say, if I pay you back in cash and I have no receipts, there could be the appearance of an impropriety here. So let me pay you back in a manner that I have proof I paid you. Nope. Too stupid for that. I just pay cash. He tells me I need a G. I say, here, homie, here's a G. Oh, my God. You're too stupid to even be a DA. I can't believe anybody came up before as a judge. Holy mackerel. What the hell are we doing? Then she buries her own case, but the lawyers who are trying to convince us that she did do something wrong are dumb as a brick too, by the way. She says, for your information, I didn't have a sexual relationship with him at that time because I don't want to say anything bad or disparage or emasculate a black man. Not a man, just a black man. I guess she'll emasculate a white one. I don't want to say anything that'll emasculate a black man, but he was going through some medical issues. Well, he had prostate cancer. So what she was alluding to was he could not get an erection. So my next question would have been, if you were having no sexual relationship with him and you weren't close to him in that manner, how the hell do you know he couldn't get an erection? That's not something somebody goes up to. You don't meet somebody one day at work and say, how's things going at work? How's things going for you? Pretty good. I'm busy, but, you know, any news on the case? No, but I can't get an erection. Is that what happens? I don't think so. So she tripped herself up. Because at some point he had to tell her that based upon a potential sexual relationship. But she's too dumb to realize that. Go to New York for a minute. And back to this case where $450 million has to be paid. Our current governor, Kathy Hochul, is in full panic mode. Because businesses like Remington said, we're out, we're done, we're finished. We're not doing business in New York anymore. Kevin Leary from Shark Tank said, I wouldn't drop one dime of investment into New York. It is a loser state. No businessman is ever going to take a loan out in New York again. Your banks are done. Your banks are finished. Your New York banks are finished. Because this is the way business always works. And if we're going to get violated because of this, there's no one who's going to take the loans out. So your New York banks might as well close shop. And all of the investors are going to flee too. So Kathy Hochul, trying to get ahead of the thing, comes out and says, let me be clear. This was just a one-time thing. None of the other businessmen have to worry about anything because you're not like Donald Trump. Uh-huh. You said the quiet part out loud. You can do the same thing Donald Trump did and get away with it because you're not Donald Trump. Gotcha. Well, thank you for being honest, because now we know exactly what New York is all about, and that is selectively enforcing the law in order to cause election interference. It's unbelievable, folks. It's unbelievable. She literally said that at a press conference. No, no, don't flee New York, business people. This was just a one-shot thing. It was only just for Trump. We're only invoking this law just for Trump. Oh, well, how interesting. Just for him, huh? Boy, I'll tell you, you can't get any phonier. I mean, you cannot get any more corrupt. And they're waving their nose, they're thumbing their nose at you. Yeah, we're corrupt. What do you intend to do about it, you peons? You think you're going to vote us out? We've already got that figured. We'll just rig it. You think we're going to be brought up on charges? We own the judges. Nothing's going to happen to us. Sit back and take your medicine. That's what's happening right now, folks. And last night, I heard something alarming. And a lot of people are going to say, well, this was a positive thing, I think, but I'm going to give you my take on it. Donald Trump held a town hall on Fox News, and a woman stood up. Seemed like a very intelligent woman who said, I'm an independent voter. I lean Republican, but I'm concerned about something. I keep hearing, if you get into office, you're going to seek your revenge on the people who did these things to you. And I don't like that talk. It makes me nervous. So please tell me that you're going to concentrate on the policies that make our country strong and not your own personal revenge. And Donald Trump says, well, the best revenge is success. And once I succeed, which I will, in fixing the economy, closing the borders, getting things back to normal in the United States of America, that will be my revenge. And everyone said, oh, that's a wonderful answer. No, that's a terrible answer. I want revenge. And I'll tell you why I want the revenge. Because these people got to go. You can't just ignore them and say, well, now that I'm in power, they'll have to kowtow. Because they're going to do the same thing. They're going to put him through 4 more years of we're impeaching him, we're impeaching him, we're putting him on trial, we're impeaching him. They've got to go. They're corrupt, they're evil, and they need to go. You know, I can't believe how many Democrats out there say, oh, these damn police officers, you know, they'll throw some drugs in the back of a black man's car and say, oh, we found drugs in the car. That's how corrupt they are. The police are all corrupt. Oh, but the court systems aren't, huh? But the politicians aren't, huh? So when we try to say these court systems are corrupt, oh, you're besmirching the law as if you don't do it every day. See, it's only okay if your side does it, and I'm tired of it. This is not okay. New York is in big trouble now because they're absolutely right. The banks are not going to make these loans because no businessman is going to ask for the loan. They're going to say, I'll take my business outside of New York. So now the banks, with no ability to make money off these big, what they call whale clients, people who borrow huge amounts of money, they don't have the ability to stay in business in New York. Guess what happens when the banks start closing up, folks? As it is now, the flood of illegals in here is out of control. There is a $67 a day meal allowance for every single immigrant, illegal immigrant in the United States of America right now, or at least in New York right now, and we're talking tens of thousands. That's what the taxpayers are spending every single day to feed these people. Just to feed them, not to house them, just to feed them. Now talk about the housing, which is running almost $100 a day. So now you're talking about $167 a day times 20, 30,000 people. We found the money. It was there. So the next time you see a homeless vet underneath a tunnel saying, I have no food, ask yourself why they couldn't find that money for the homeless veteran who served this country. Because they lied to you. They had the money. They didn't care about that homeless veteran. They do care about these people. For what reason, I do not know. And before anybody says, prejudice against Mexicans, it's not even Mexican. They're crossing the border here from China. They are taking an airplane into Mexico and then crossing the border from China. And, by the way, what thanks do we have for letting them in? You know, they're all just poor, innocent, single mothers clutching their child to their bosom saying, please let us in where we can get a better life, away from oppression and the drug cartel. Except they're all 20-some-odd-year-old men who now have formed gangs in New York City who are going around on mopeds beating people and stealing their money. One of these bums murdered someone and then fled. I think they fled to Arizona and got caught. And guess what? They're not going to extradite him. And you know why they're not going to extradite him? They're not going to extradite him because the DA there said, I don't trust Alvin Bragg, the DA of New York, to prosecute him. He'll let him go. That's how much they think of the legal system in New York City. They will not even extradite a murderer because they're afraid that murderer will just be turned out onto the street. So what you saw in real time, folks, was a gang of thugs kick, beat, and grab at the weapon of two New York City police officers. And they were let out with zero bail and fled. When a man who is a combat veteran is on a subway being threatened by a crazed drug addict out of his mind that any second he is going to start killing people, And he jumps to the rescue and chokes this man out, who's so high on drugs, it literally kills him. He's not a hero. He's a criminal. And his bail's so outrageous, he can't pay it. So just sit in jail and rot. You see what's going on here, folks? And everyone says, oh, you know, the United States is so this, the United States is so that. Then why does everybody want to come here? Here's what you do. Go cross the border into Mexico and say, I'm here. I need food. I need shelter. I need medical treatment. I need education. And, you know, you need to put me up and find out what happens to you. I dare you. Now, for the people who were saying, oh, but there are people who are in need of political asylum, fine. We have an actual way to do that. You have to apply for it. You have to go to a certain part of the border, and you have to apply for it. That's not what's happening here. That's not what's happening here at all, folks. But all the Democrats are concerned about is Russia. Russia's going to try to steal another election by helping Donald Trump. By helping Donald Trump do what? Do you understand that Vladimir Putin didn't even have his pipeline when Trump was in office? Do you understand that if Vladimir Putin had have not gotten that pipeline from Joe Biden, basically the day he took office, he would never have invaded the Ukraine? He wouldn't have had the finances to do it with. The Biden administration literally financed Vladimir Putin's war against the Ukraine, and then they're telling you, now you, the taxpayer, have to finance Ukraine's defense. Unbelievable. Oh, but he's doing a fine job. Doing a fine job of what? Can you not see corruption right in front of your face? You know, it's so funny because people say to me, well, you're a Trump supporter. Can't you see that Donald Trump is arrogant? Yes. Yes, I can see he's arrogant. Can't you see he's a big bragger and a blowhard? Yes, I see that. Well, then why do you like him? Because he gets the job done. I don't care if he's arrogant. I don't care if he's braggadocious. I don't care if he rubs people the wrong way. I don't care if he's insulting and politically incorrect. It's irrelevant. Care about results. In the meantime, Joe Biden can't climb a flight of stairs. He's talking to dead people. And he's trying to convince you that there's only 3.5% inflation. And some of you are dumb enough to believe it. See, that's the thing that really aggravates me. Let me break this down to the lowest common denominator I possibly can for you super educated, college graduated, elitist left-wing liberals who think you're smarter than. The Dollar Tree went from $1 to $1.25. Is that 3%? You do the math. Is that 3%? Can of cat food went from $1 to $1.69. Is that 3%? Gasoline went from $2 to $3.40. Is that 3%? So the next time you hear, well, inflation's at 3%, they're blowing smoke up your ass, folks. 3%? Some things have tripled. But at the very least, it's somewhere around 30 to 35%. Go take a look at the increases to hamburger. Go take a look at the increases to fuel, the increases to electrical service. Oh, by the way, the electric service, don't you love that? They're saying, I get notices every day. I don't know if you do, but I get notices every day saying, you want to try a different electrical service because we're over, you know, our grids are overworked. Our grids are overworked. Oh, you who want all electric cars? You who want all electric stoves? What's going to happen when that happens and your grids are overworked and the price of electricity soars? Huh? Oh, we haven't figured that out yet. Well, I think you better. You're all a bunch of morons. Oh, don't run your air conditioner. That wastes electricity, but you want every car in America to be electric. Go take a look at your electric bill. Now triple it if you have an electric car. It's nonsense, folks. The real inflation is way, way higher. So what the Democrats have to do is they have to distract you. And they're distracting you with, we're going to indict Trump again. Russian collusion again. Russian collusion. Because they are so afraid that you're going to wake up out of your stupor and say, 3% my ass. Remember when you were told there was no money for health care? I'm sorry if you don't have health insurance and you have a horrible disease and you need an operation. Go die. We'll make you as comfortable as we can while you die. But you got enough money to send to the Ukraine on a war that you funded. You funded that war. If you took every one of those billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, including over $100 billion that we lost, we don't even know where it is. If you took all of that money and put it toward health care, problem solved. Problem solved. I thought you didn't have the money. Oh, you sure found it enough when it came to war, didn't you? Oh, we can't solve the homeless problem. There's thousands of homeless people in New York. How could we possibly solve it? But we found the time to solve 30,000 illegal immigrants and made sure they weren't homeless. Them we found spots for. Them we found the money for. Is this getting through to you yet? You've been lied to. They had the money for health care if they wanted. They had the money to solve the homeless problem. They didn't want to. They'd rather send it to the Ukraine by the bazillions. And if you think for 1 minute, because I know what everybody thinks, well, those poor people there, they need to fight back. Okay, well, number one, they can't win this war. And I'll tell you why they can't win the war, because Vladimir Putin has nukes, and they don't. So that's that. Number two, 90% of this money's not going there. 90% of this money's being funneled out. We're not sending weapons, we're sending money. Where's the money going? You want to end the war, you sit down at the negotiating table. You say, look, here we go. We're going to sit down and we're going to work this out. And if we don't, well, then there is going to be severe consequences for Russia. Because there's not going to be any more taxpayer money to the Ukraine. We're solving this problem. That's what you need to do. You don't want to do it. Because a lot of you are getting rich off this. Oh, boy, another war where we can funnel money, launder some money, buy myself another house and a big swimming pool and a nice car and take fancy vacations, you know, like Fannie Willis and her lover were doing with your taxpayer dollars. Oh, we went to Bermuda and then we went to Bahamas and we went here and we went there. I don't even know how she got any work done. They were always on vacation. So while they're taking $1,000 winery tours, buying 3 and 4 bottles of $500 a piece wine, tipping it in a hot tub in Aruba somewhere, on your money, there are homeless people. They don't care. You think they care? They don't care one damn bit, those phony balonies. They're all crooks, and that's why I said, I do want revenge. Yes, success will be a great revenge. It's not enough. I want this country to succeed, and I want people to realize we were wrong. Donald Trump was right. His policies work. The country got better. But I want these people held accountable. Every last single one of these sons of bitches I want held accountable, because if you don't hold them accountable, they'll just keep doing it. They're not going to stop. It's like killing one cockroach. Oh, well, the cockroach problem is solved. No, it's not. Let me go to the phones. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. And you're right to say I want revenge. But I want to address something to you. Everybody probably on this show, maybe on some of the other ones that you do, know that you are and have been a musician for a long time. and probably have been in a band for a long time, and probably have been in bands off and on for a long time. And those bands have to, when they go and they go on tour, they have to make dates at a club, a bar and grill, or whatever to start out with, right? To set up those dates, you have to set up those dates. They're not gonna, these clubs and such aren't gonna pay you to sit at home and do nothing.
Right.
Right?
And correct.
They want us to believe that they're gonna pay these the Bidens to do nothing.
Well, Mike, let me stop you right there. I mean, you know that Jim Biden is an expert on Chinese government and Chinese business. I mean, you know that if you're going to ask somebody and you're from China and you have a business, you couldn't possibly get along without asking an expert like Jim Biden, his advice on how to, Chinese people could succeed in business in the United States of America, considering that Jim Biden owns so many of them. It would be like asking my advice on how to drain a sewer. I don't know. I'm not a plumber. It's ridiculous. You know what that would be like? That would be like the golf course having a pro tournament and coming over to me and saying, hey, Marcus, you ever play golf? No. You ever watch golf on TV? No. I mean, you know who Tiger Woods is, right? Yeah, I know who Tiger Woods is. Okay, well, we want to put you on the advisory board for this golf tournament, and we're going to pay you $400,000 or $500,000 to just give us some advice, okay? Okay. And then they never ask me for any advice, and I collect my $400,000. Does that sound logical, Mike?
It does not sound logical. And as far as the vengeance aspect of this thing, yeah, I want vengeance. I want vengeance against all these guys in the Mosaic and the Blob and the Deep State or whatever you want to call it that have been after him since he's been coming down the escalator, you know. I want vengeance. I want all these guys fired. I want their top secret clearances taken away. I want their freaking pensions taken away from them. Hurt them real bad, you know.
You got to do something, because when I sit and watch a judge literally laughing in New York about $450 million is what Donald Trump's got to pay because you did a horrible thing, when you know deep down in his heart of hearts, this man knows Donald Trump did nothing different than any other businessman in New York. He just knows I have the power to punish. And I don't like his politics. So therefore, I'm going to punish this man because I was given the ability to do it. We can't have judges like this. This man should not only be thrown out of the judicial system, he should be imprisoned for grossly overstepping his bounds and attempting to usurp authority over an election. See, they figure if we drain Trump of his time so he cannot possibly campaign, if we drain Trump of all of his money so no matter how much he gets donated or whatever, he just can't run the campaign, we can slide in old Joe Biden, or maybe we can slide in Gavin Newsom at the conference and try to throw a curveball to everybody to get him in. All this is about is the Democrats desperately trying to hang on to power, even if it means they have to break the law to do it, Mike. And this is the hill to die on. This is the hill to die on. You're either going to have to put an end to this, or this country is 100% a communist country. They're talking about seizing his property. Well, if he doesn't pay this, we're seizing his assets. Let me tell you something. People make fun of me when I say it's the witch trials. Oh, it's not the witch trials. Guess what happened? I happen to be an expert on the 1692 witch trials, and I'll tell you what happened. Yes, a bunch of little girls heard some stories from a housekeeper about her voodoo and things back in her islands, and they decided they were going to point the finger at her and call her a witch. But then they realize, ooh, I have the power to point the finger at anybody and call them a witch. And they take them away. And instead of the people saying, you know, these little girls, I think, are power mad and drunk with their own power, guess what the government did? The government said, well, wait a minute, little girls. If you point the finger at the ones who own the land around here, we get to seize their land when they make a plea of innocent or guilty. Instantaneously, whether you say innocent or guilty, we get to seize their property. So don't you think maybe this person's a witch? Don't you think maybe this person's a witch? Good, because they own the most land around here. It became a huge land grab. What is this? Oh, if he doesn't pay, we're seizing his property. Look at all the property. By the way, I want you to understand that $450 million, not one dime of it is going to Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank said he doesn't owe us any money. We don't want any money. As a matter of fact, he made us money. The interest on the loan made us zillions of dollars. Guess where that $450 million is going? Right into New York City's pocket. How convenient is that, Mike?
It is convenient, but here's the deal. They think they're going to see this money, but he gets to, he's going to get to appeal this thing, and there's a chance that they've seen none of the money. Just like E. Jean Carroll is not going to see any of the money, any of the $83 or $84 million that she says she deserves, even though she's a weird person and all that. That's another thing. These three cases in New York State against Trump. This one, the E. Jean Carroll case, and the campaign finance case with Stormy Daniels, all bullshit
right.
cases, all three of them, every one of them.
And all three of them being over, all three of them either involve someone who's nuts or is overseen by someone who's nuts. That's the thing. Now, I'm not as confident as you about this because the Supreme Court of New York is all ruled by liberal Democrats, too. And they very seldom get involved in these type of cases. They're going to argue that this is cruel and unusual punishment, excessive fines and whatever, and they may get it reduced. But I don't think it's going away. I don't think they're going to say, no, this is ridiculous. He broke no laws. I don't think they're going to do that. They may have to take this to the Supreme Court of the United States. But I want you to think about something for a minute. Here Trump goes to try to run for president again. And what do we get? We get, well, we're taking him off the ballots in four or five states, even though that's illegal. Oh, we're still going to do it. But we're trying to usurp democracy. Oh, well, all these cases are going to have to go up before the Supreme Court. And we'll just stall for time. And that, in the middle of the meantime, he's off the ballot. Colorado said, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. How can they possibly say that? We don't care. If the Supreme Court rules he can be on the ballot, he's still not on the ballot. We're still not putting him on. How dare you? And then you're telling me that it's the right who's trying to undermine democracy? I mean, that's laughable. You people are insane. You've absolutely lost your goddamn mind. And you're cheering on the villains. I'm telling you, you're cheering on the villains. Everybody's pointing their finger at Trump saying he's the villain. You better take a goddamn good hard look in the mirror. Because I'm warning you that even if you hate the right and even if you disagree with all of Trump's policies, people will not stop trying to control. Let's say they get their way and there isn't even a Republican Party anymore. They'll come for you. They'll come for your lifestyle. They'll come for the things you want because they can't help themselves. They want complete control. They want a bunch of yes people who just say, we'll do whatever you say. Wear the mask. Take the vaccine. Stay 6 feet away. Don't go to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom's entertaining dozens of people in California at a restaurant. No mask, no vaccine, no nothing. But you all think that's okay. You all may want to be house cats. You all may want to be sheep. I don't. So this is the hill to die on. You're right. Democracy is in danger, but it's not in danger from the right. It's in danger from the left. And unfortunately, Mike, The soldiers we have fighting for us on the right are a bunch of weak-kneed, lily-livered do-nothings who 95% of the time can't get the job done.
Right, and that's the thing. And look, the other reason why they hate Trump is Trump has been using the old, everybody here knows what the Rules for Radicals is, that book The Rules for Radicals is. Trump's been using that against them, particularly against the press, for years and years and years now, fake news and all that stuff, to the point of where he's so demoralized people against the press that nobody trusts the press anymore, and good for it, because they don't deserve, because they're one of the biggest purveyors of the whole Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, all these hoaxes, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 the all this stuff about the laptop not being real, you know. That's the media.
It's become a religion. It's literally become a religion. You know, where, oh, well, you stubbed your toe and hurt yourself. Well, that was the devil. Oh, you won $50 on a lottery ticket. Well, that was Jesus blessing you. Well, this is the way it's become now. Oh, something bad happened in the world? Trump's fault. Russia's fault. Something good happened? Well, that's that good old Joe Biden and the Democrats. I mean, this is ridiculous. Rather than to choose sides and just say, well, my side has an R on its cap, my side has a D on its cap, therefore, we have to say nothing but good things about the people. No, we don't have to do that. I've just told you, half the Republican Party are a bunch of weak-kneed, lackluster BS artists who do absolutely nothing. But I'm sorry. The current liberals, the way they are, these far-left radical liberals, they're evil people. There's a difference. There's a difference between dummies and incompetence and evil. Big difference. Neither one's very good. But if I have to pick a side, then I guess I'll go with the incompetence and hope they get better, because evil never does. Evil only gets more evil as their power grows. And that's what we're seeing now. Russia, Russia, Russia. It's all Russia's fault. It's all Donald Trump's fault. Yeah, well, you know, in the chat room, he's saying the Republican Party and the Democrats are two sides of the same coin. Yeah, to a degree. But now what's happening is we're seeing radicalization. We're seeing the far, far, far left liberals who want communism, and we're seeing the far, 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 far right who want basically complete disassociation from government. And really, to be honest, all most Americans want is compromise. We'll see how this works out, folks, but until then, I got news. It's not Russia's fault. It's our fault.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.